The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are A.J. Taylor of KIOW Forest City and Ronald Schlechta of Kelowna News. A.J., can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Senator Grassley, the increased presence now in the Gulf as well as around Israel right now, do you think that we're making the right moves when it comes to getting everything taken care of with the crisis that we have now in Israel and down in the Gaza Strip? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, in regard to our helping longtime ally and democratic country, all in the interest of our own national security. Yes, for what we're doing for Israel against Hamas. No, in regard to how we're responding to the many attacks on American personnel over there in Iraq and Syria and wherever else they are. We haven't responded properly to that, and it's all because Iran is the biggest perpetrator of international terrorism, and they are harassing us, and we aren't responding adequately. And I don't mean bombing Iran, but we have to have a more concerted effort, not only through the use of maybe mostly our Air Force, but that's a minor part of it. We need to reinstitute the forceful enforcement of our sanctions that are not being enforced now, even though they're still in place, and the banking system, and particularly as the sanctions affect the shipment of oil from Iran. When Trump left office, Iran was really hurting. They didn't have the money to spread terrorism that they did before, or if the army of Iran was involved in killing Americans, then you had Trump respond by killing the head of the Russian army by the unmanned planes, etc. So we need to start enforcing more of these. When we have a bad withdrawal from Afghanistan that hurt our public relations with our friends and encouraged our enemies, and we send $6 billion to Iran for six hostages to be released, it sends the wrong signal. This president has to very quickly reverse that approach that Iran can get away with almost anything they want to get away with. Ronald.
Yes, first I wanted to thank you for your courtesy in having my grandchildren in your office back in September. Your staff was very courteous. But one concern I have today is Ukraine. Are we going to continue to finance that battle against Russia without fear of Russia retaliating?
Well, Russia is going to do everything they can to take over Ukraine. And I think the leadership of Ukraine and the nationalism of its people have been more forceful than anything the United States can do. But we have helped a lot. Western Europe has helped a lot, or I should say NATO countries have helped a lot, and we're going to continue that help. A.J. Taylor?
Let's talk about the hostages for a moment, because this is kind of a sensitive issue. We have obviously left people in Afghanistan. Now we have an issue going on now in the Middle East. Is there any effort right now to try and get gain the release of these individuals? I know we've had a few, but and including an Israeli female who was fighting today. But do we have any progress in this area? And are we going to try to continue to do any diplomatic? Or are we just going to continue to back Israel in this whole effort?
Well, first of all, we're going back Israel and seek hostage release at the same time. And it's mostly going to be diplomatic, and it's going to be with nonprofit organizations, non-government organizations, I guess is better to say than nonprofit, although they are nonprofit, and also through other Arab countries, particularly Qatar or Qatar, however you want to pronounce it. And that's ongoing, and that's what those efforts of what produced what releases we've had so far. But no, our country is not going to give up. Ronald.
Okay. A couple months ago, the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's college tuition, and now he's trying a backdoor effort to get the tuitions forgiven. Is that going to be possible?
Well, I doubt if it's going to be possible to get legislation through the Congress of the United States that would say he doesn't have the authority to do it. So whether it's going to be done again, I think, is going to depend upon whether the Supreme Court would approve this second attempt. And I hope the Supreme Court won't approve this second attempt. But I want to make it very clear, I think that this is a wrong thing to do. I don't think the president has the authority to do it. And I'm sponsoring legislation with Senator Thune to make sure that the law is clear that he doesn't have the authority to do it. And I think it's a slippery slope that you go down, that, you know, are you going to pay off Chuck Grassley's mortgage? Are you going to pay off somebody else's car loan? Where do you stop once you start doing this? And then the resentment of people that have gone to college, paid off their loans, or the resentment of people that didn't go to college, but they're working to pay taxes with a job that didn't take a college degree, and then they have to support the people that when they get out of college are probably going to have a better life than those people that didn't go to college that aren't going to get any of their house payments or car loans paid off. So it's a slippery slope that I don't think we should encourage, and the president's encouraging that, and I hope the Supreme Court rules otherwise. AJ?
Let's talk about funding for just a moment, that going to this situation we have now, this crisis, and also going to Ukraine. There's a lot of people who are out here. They're hardworking individuals. It's their tax money, et cetera, et cetera. And all they're hearing is that that money is flowing into other nations. Are we going to continue doing that, or what's going to happen here with regards to sending money to Ukraine and possibly money off to Israel to help fight this situation?
Well, first of all, we've had decades of support for Israel for two reasons. One, it's in our national security interest to do it. And secondly, it's the only democracy in the Middle East, and we support democracies. In regard to other countries, I think there's a lot of countries that are receiving aid from the United States or indirectly from the United States, like China gets World Bank money, and about 25% of that, maybe even more than that, is American dollars. And why should the second largest economy in the world be getting indirect help of American taxpayers through the World Bank like China is? In regard to Ukraine, I think the only way to evaluate that is from two standpoints. If Putin would take over Ukraine, then his next eyes are set on other Eastern European countries like the Baltic states, then we would have to spend many times more money with our obligations under NATO than we would have the money we give to Ukraine. The other side of that coin is that about, I don't know how much percentage, it might be 60 or 70% of the money is spent right here in the United States, upgrading our war materiel, because obviously the stuff that we've had warehoused that has gone to Ukraine is probably old and needed to be renewed anyway, and this is an opportunity to renew it by filling up the warehouses of the Department of Defense with things that have been moved out that's much older, and upgrade our whole defense materiel. Ron, you'll have the last question.
Okay, we got a new Speaker of the House. What are the chances of being able to meet the next budget deadline without a shutdown?
Well, the first thing he did, the first day he was controlling the House, they passed one of their appropriation bills. And he says they're going to be able to pass all the appropriation bills before government shuts down on November the 17th. But I don't think they'll get through the Senate and get through conference and get to the president by November the 17th. So we'll probably have to have a continuing resolution till, let's say, Christmas Eve or something like that, you know. So, thank you all for participating. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator. Bye.
Thank you, AJ and Ronald, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.